In a time of intense spiritual searching, there stands an educational institution rich in hope. Having found that the fundamental truths of the Bible will satisfy all searching, Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Whosoever transgresseth, and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son.
I wouldn't go in there.
Why not? What do you mean?
What can a peddler of filth do to help you?
Just curious, that's all.
Don't I know you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I remember. I've met your mother.
Let's go. Hurry up. I just remembered an appointment.
Watching your opponent?
I guess I am.
Does he get you goat?
No. I just wonder what's in it for him.
That preacher likes publicity. It's made the papers.
He's got me curious. It's a cinch he won't come in here. I think I'll go out and talk with him. Good afternoon, preacher.
Good afternoon.
I'm Eric Bradley. I'm proprietor of the shop.
I know who you are. I'm Matt Greer.
Look, you've piqued my curiosity. I sell standard adult entertainment magazine.
I know it's pornography, and I don't want that kind of store on the main street of my hometown.
I have a constitutional right to sell any type of material I choose. It's not against the law.
What about your moral right?
I've been watching you handing out your tracts and trying to keep my customers out. I've been trying to figure what you get out of this.
Satisfaction? Money? A kick? Are those the things you've been considering, Mr. Bradley?
They've crossed my mind.
Well, I get little satisfaction from it. I certainly get no money. I don't enjoy being laughed at by a certain kind of patron who buys at your store. In fact, some of the good people of my church are so outraged they're considering firing me.
They mind my store that much?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's me they mind. They don't like the public image of their pastor picketing a bookstore of this type.
Well, then why in the world does it matter to you what I sell, Reverend?
It matters to a lot of people, but it doesn't matter enough for many of them to do anything about it. Oh, they talk about it. The ladies at the hairdressers, concerned that some of your literature or pictures might fall into the hands of their teenagers, talk. But they just talk.
And the men discuss what this world is coming to, and they say my store should be burned to the ground.
And they just talk. So I figured it was my job. I may not be able to close you down, but at least everybody in town knows there's one preacher fighting your store.
What good will that do?
Maybe, just maybe, some of the good people who've been talking will join me in doing.
Look, Reverend, I'm a businessman. I make my living this way. A man surveys a town, discovers it doesn't have an ice cream shop, so he builds one. I'm making a good living. I'm not hurting anybody.
You can't really believe that.
You know, I like you, preacher. You've got guts. I might even come to services sometime, though I doubt I'd be welcome.
Any man is welcome in my church who comes to hear the word of God. If he comes for a sensational press story, that's a different matter.
Ah, the evil one comes to the haunt of his enemy. But I don't even look at the stuff I sell. It's a product. I sell it and I make a profit. Most men I know who sell liquor don't drink.
And pushers don't take dope. But they'll stand before God condemned for every young life they wreck, and so will you.
But I sell to adults.
Because it's the law. You know those materials don't remain in the hands of adults. If they did, you'd still be responsible for their souls.
You preachers, don't you know the facts of life?
We know them. We honor the human body. You desecrate it. We honor love and marriage. You mock it. We teach our young people the beauty of marriage and the will of God. You take that which is beautiful and make it ugly. It's you who doesn't know the facts of life.
Boy, you must think I came crawling out of a hole somewhere.
Did I give you that impression?
Well, don't you think that?
No. You admit what you are. Your signs don't advertise you as an art store or something else to cover up. There's hope for a man who knows what he is.
What are you, preacher?
Me? I'm a sinner. I needed saving, and Jesus Christ, through his amazing love and grace, saved me.
Saved? I thought that went out with my grandmother's bustle.
No, it's still here. Many folk don't reach out and take it. Pardon me, gentlemen, did you want to see...
Open for business, Bradley.
Don't go
in. Yes, yes, if you're over 21.
Don't go in there. If you're looking for reading material, I'm a book dealer, too. Right here it is, young man. It's called The Gospel. It means good news.
Out of my way.
Now, what could be better than to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all your sins are forgiven and have peace in your heart?
You want we should make sure this preacher doesn't ever bother you no more?
No.
It's not easy to run away from God, you know.
Shut up.
Let him alone. He's honest. He's got guts. He fights for and against. For his beliefs. Against things that he thinks are wrong. I can understand a man like that. Let him go.
Well, I'll be back.
I'm sure you will.
I'm going to leave you my book, the Bible.
Hmm?
It tells a man how to be saved. It tells a man how to deal with sin.
Out, preacher. Out! Well, we're rid of the Holy Joel. How about doing some shopping?
Sorry, I'm closed for lunch.
It's not lunchtime.
I've got some reading to do.
I'll bet you do.
This preacher's book, the Bible, it merits reading. If a man like that believes in it.
My word is my God.
Beloved, it is needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Today's story was written for radio by Doris Harris. We invite you to listen again next week as this station presents as a special service, The Fortress of Faith, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.